And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 7th of September, 2013. It was on this day, 1927, the first successful television image was demonstrated by the inventor Philo T. Farnsworth. He was a farm boy from Utah, grew up in a log cabin, family had no electricity. He became a star science student, and he got fascinated by something called television, which sort of existed, but the only technology used rotating discs, and it was rather impractical. Farnsworth was convinced there was a better way, and one day he was plowing the family potato field with a team of horses, looked back at the parallel lines of soil, and was struck with an inspiration. What if he could scan an image in a similar way, parallel lines of electrons, and reproduce it electronically? When he was 19, he approached two businessmen, convinced them to lend him the money, submitted a patent in January 1927, began building that summer. And on this day in 1927, he transmitted the first electronic television image. It was simply a straight line. He got into a patent battle with RCA, big powerful corporation. He won the case in court, Farnsworth did, but he never made much money on his patents. Became an alcoholic, went into debt, died unknown of pneumonia in 1971. It's the birthday of Buddy Holly, born in Lubbock, Texas, 1936. He was 19 when he signed a contract with Decca Records. He and three friends formed a band called The Crickets. He died February 1959 in a plane crash, and soon after, an English band that admired The Crickets decided to call themselves The Beatles. It's the birthday of Queen Elizabeth I of England, born Greenwich, England, 1533, became queen 1558, and reigned until 1603. It's the birthday of the poet Isabella Gardner, born Newton, Massachusetts, 1915. Her collected poems came out in 1990. And it's the birthday of Jennifer Egan, Chicago, 1962. She was raised in San Francisco, lives now in New York City, author of several novels, including Look at Me, and most recently A Visit from the Goon Squad. Jennifer Egan, who writes using pen and paper, she found using a computer that the choices she made on a screen were too often wrong. Writes fiction and also writes long articles for the New York Times magazine. Here's a poem for today by Julie Cadwallader Staub entitled Progress. I did not just drag and drop. I did not just haul a burden so heavy that my hands, arms, and shoulders gave way and I had to let it go. Neither did I just browse. I did not get on my hands and knees and join the gentle cows to slowly sample whatever the open field had to offer. Instead, I sat here at my desk, manipulating a mouse, which is not, in fact, a mouse, and I searched for something on the web that is not, in fact, a web. And isn't this how we move forward? With horsepower for jet engines and candle power for light bulbs, we take what we understand from one era to describe what we don't in the next. A poem, Progress, by Julie Cadwallader Staub, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.